The musical Waitress is on stage at Walton Arts Center through Sunday afternoon. The show, set mostly at a diner in the South, addresses some of life's basic elements, happiness, responsibility, and spirit. This morning, two of the cast members, Christine Dwyer and Stephen Good, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. Christine, who plays the lead, Jenna, says the musical examines life as it is.
I think what makes this story empowering is that it's real life. They're not sugarcoating anything, so to speak. My character is in an abusive relationship, and they don't shy away from showing that. She is pregnant and doesn't want to be. And, I think one of my favorite lines in the show that I get to sing at the end is, and all my mistakes make sense when I turn them around. We all make mistakes. We all do things that we end up in situations that we never thought we would be in. And the power of the human spirit gets us out of it. And it is empowering to see something like this on stage that is real life. I mean, I find that every time I go to the stage door, I talk to somebody who's been through something like this show in their life. And it's nice to see that on stage. And it's empowering to know that even if you're in a situation that you don't want to be in, it's never too late to get out of it. Which I think is, kind of what our show is about.
We all make bad ideas, or we all work on bad ideas, right?
You can't change them, but yeah, you can turn them around.
Yeah. You play a doctor, mm-hmm. And so many times a character who's a doctor, who's a good-looking guy, would be played, kind of as the straight-up guy. But this is a flawed character who has his anxieties and his foibles. Mm-hmm. Is that fun to play?
Oh, it's a blast. It's a total blast. Yeah, because that's what you kind of get as a leading man. You get these kind of, straightforward, tortured.
Two-dimensional
kind of, broody type of characters. And this guy, he's a total goofball. And I think he knows it, but he can't really control it. So that's really fun to kind of hop into his head.
Much has been made that this is an all-woman creative team, and much should be made. In other hands, this wouldn't have had the same story, whether it was all male crew or not, because this doesn't follow what you think should happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think the fact that we have an all-female creative team, it gives life to the show in a way that it wouldn't necessarily, because we have a bunch of women at the top of their game, at the top of their careers, telling a story, essentially about women. I mean, it's about people, and it's about friendships, and it's about romance, and it's about love and all of that, and it's about family. But it is, you never see a show that the last three bows are women, ever.
Right.
I don't know that it's ever happened. And so ours is the first to do that. And that's a really cool thing to be a part of, because women aren't necessarily celebrated in the arts the way that that I think that they should be. And it's really important, especially right now, to be a part of a show like this and to have an all-female creative team, because these women didn't come out of nowhere. They're Tony Award winners. They're Grammy nominated songwriters. Our book writer wrote I Am Sam.
Right.
Women are at the top of their career everywhere, and it's cool to actually be a part of a show that celebrates that and that showcases that.
There are musicals where the songs tell you what you just saw. This is one that pushes the story forward. I think that the songs advance the story. There is much advancing as the dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, Sarah paid a lot of attention to character when she was Sarah Bareilles. Yeah, the song and lyricist.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Took immense attention on paying attention to who these people were and to using the music to tell that story, which is huge. Just moves it forward, which gives you something as opposed to just telling you how a character feels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stephen Good and Christine Dwyer are in the cast of Waitress, the musical nominated for 4 Tony Awards. It's at the Walton Arts Center through Sunday afternoon. You can find out more at waltonartscenter.org. We just couldn't squeeze in everything from this morning's conversation on today's show, so we'll hear a bit more from Stephen and Christine on tomorrow's Ozarks at Large at noon and 7 on 91.3.